This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Israel says it will put off plans for a broader offensive, one that would take its forces deep into South Lebanon, at least for now. Still, the fighting goes on. Today, Israeli ground troops seized several small Lebanese towns, and there are reports of fierce exchanges with Hezbollah guerrillas. At the same time, the UN's World Food Program is saying the Israeli authorities are refusing to give it permission to deliver aid to the tens of thousands of citizens still inside South Lebanon. We're joined from Beirut by NPR's Philip Reeves. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
And what have you learned about what's going on in these towns that would appear to need aid?
Well, Israeli ground troops supported by tanks have taken over three towns on the border, Marjayun, Klaya and Beshemaluk. Now, these are Christian towns close to one another. And in fact, Marjayun used to be the base of the Israeli-sponsored militia, the South Lebanon Army, during Israel's two decades of occupation in South Lebanon. And we've been getting reports today of fighting. Some of this has been clearly intense. One resident reportedly says that he's seen Hezbollah guerrillas firing volleys of rockets and mortars at the Israeli forces and has talked of two Israeli tanks being on fire, though that's not confirmed. The intention from the Israeli perspective appears to be to try to get at Hezbollah rocket firing positions, and rockets have indeed today been flying into northern Israel yet again. Also this morning, the Israelis have bombed Beirut, by the way, several times, and we've just learning that a missile has landed in central Beirut, damaging a lighthouse right by the Mediterranean Sea, obviously, which would make it, I think, the first time such an attack has occurred in the central area. All the attacks have been really concentrating on the southern suburbs where Hezbollah is strong.
Does this mean Israel's larger offensive against South Lebanon has in fact begun, or is this, if you would, business as usual?
Well, Israeli government officials are being quoted saying that the expanded ground offenses, which the cabinet agreed yesterday, which would, by the way, take Israeli forces 18 miles potentially into Lebanon up to the Litani River and could last more than a month. They're saying that that's on hold until the weekend. And one minister has been saying reportedly that this is to allow Israel to see if there's any possibility the diplomatic process will get off the ground. So the Israeli military is also indicating that this operation today in these three villages, towns, is not part of the offensive proper that they're planning.
Now, Lebanon has offered to send its army down to the border with Israel. The question is it capable of taking control of the south? Hezbollah has said it would welcome the Lebanese forces, but does that mean it will be able to get them out?
Well, it's an absolutely critical issue. In a televised speech last night, Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, made it clear that Hezbollah does support that plan, that offer from Lebanon, and would cooperate it. He also, of course, coupled these remarks with assorted threats to turn South Lebanon into a graveyard for Israeli soldiers if they stay in the area, and so on and so forth. But there is a serious question about whether the Lebanese army would be capable of keeping Hezbollah out if Hezbollah's stance changed on that issue. There are questions about its competency, its lacking combat experience and equipment, and Israeli officials are clearly sceptical of the offer for that reason and for other reasons, and are not convinced that Lebanon's army would actually take concrete action to stop future Hezbollah attacks. So that's a core issue in this debate right now.
And finally, what are you hearing, Philip, about the humanitarian situation?
Well, today the UN World Food Programme was telling me that there is at present what an official described as a blanket ban on carrying aid to much of the south because the armed forces in Israel, Israel's armed forces, are not giving UN convoys clearance to go to much of South Lebanon. They say, the UN officials say they're enormously concerned about this. They don't exactly know what the plight is, though, of the civilians in the villages of South Lebanon because they can't get in. They are, though, concerned that food and water is running out and there is, it is known, a dire shortage of gasoline and other fuel. And in fact, a UN official this morning described Israel's what he perceived to be a lack of cooperation on the issue as a violation of international law.
Thank you very much. NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from Beirut.